Dr. Pinsky dictating amount, I am Ian Lewis, L-O-U-I-S, Kesner, K-E-S-N-E-R. Lewis Kesner is a 54-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 3/13/22, but at that time he was lifting boxes from a pallet to the floor and believes he injured his left arm. Pretty explains he was using a forklift and other equipment to accomplish these tasks. Period. He did go to the emergency room on 4/3/22. Period. He had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery on the neck at C6-7, but not on the shoulder. Pretty completed his course of active treatment on 1/22/23. Pretty admits that in 2019, while working as a pharmacy tech, he injured his wrist while opening a medication bottle. Pretty denies receiving any treatment at that time. Pretty denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. New paragraph as per his claim petition. Mr. Kesner alleges he was lifting a box and injured his left shoulder. Paired treatment records show he was seen at the emergency room on 4/3/22. Period. I am not in receipt of their entire note. Period. However, they did perform left shoulder x-rays that showed no acute displaced fracture, dislocation, or significant degenerative joint disease. There was evidence for mild calcific tendonitis of the rotator cuff. Period. He was given discharge instructions. With calcific tendonitis as the diagnosis. Period. He had been prescribed Flexeril and prednisone. Period. New paragraph, Mr. Kesner was seen on 5/1/22 at patient first. Pretty stated he injured his left shoulder at work 1.5 months ago. Pretty had been to the emergency room where he underwent x-rays and was prescribed medications. Pretty was scheduled to see orthopedic surgery in 2 days, but he had severe pain that started the previous day. Pretty has trouble raising his arm over his head. Period. He was examined and diagnosed with calcific tendonitis related to the work injury for which hydrocodone was prescribed. Period. Parentheses. By definition, this calcific tendonitis could not have evolved acutely. Period. Paragraph. He did see orthopedist Dr. Murray, M-E-R-R-A-Y, on 5/3/22. Period indicated on 3/16/22. He was pulling some boxes and heard something cracking. Period. He had last worked on 4/27/22. Period. He elaborated he was trying to pull boxes out from a shelf and heard an audible crack and pop in his left biceps. Period. Dr. Murray diagnosed left shoulder pain and cervical radicular pain. Period. Cervical x-rays were done in the office showing significant joint space narrowing and osteophyte formation with loss of disc height, most significant at C4-C7. Period. He thought his complaints were more cervical radiculopathy in nature. Period. He complains mostly of numbness and tingling into the arm and along the scapula. Period. He does not seem to have true shoulder joint pain. And his shoulder x-rays looked fine. Period. Dr. Murray recommended a cervical spine MRI and that he see a spine surgeon. Period. Cervical MRI was done on 5/9/22 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph on 5/16/22. He was seen by Dr. Greenleaf, who diagnosed cervical radiculopathy. Period. He discussed treatment options, but the petitioner did not want to commit to surgeries, injections, or physical therapy until he talks to his family further. Period. He also was in too much pain to try to do light duty. Period. He was prescribed gabapentin. Period. He then returned on... Scratch that. He reviewed the cervical MRI, showed what looks like some old myelomalacia up around the C3-4 area without any ongoing cord compression. Paired most clinically significant is a large herniated disc on the left of C6-7 with compression of the hemicord on the left side with some faint signal changes on sagittal views and compression of the C7-8 nerve roots on the left. Paired, the petitioner did return on 7/18/22. He related he was not working, so he is on disability and has a lawyer. Paired, he claimed workers' compensation denied every treatment so far, including surgery and even physical therapy. Period. He feels his current job or his previous job, he would not be able to do this to get through the day without severe pain. Period. He had weaned himself off the opiates and was just taking over-the-counter Tylenol and Motrin. Period. On 9/27/22, Dr. Greenleaf performed C6-7. Anterior cervical discectomy infusion with anterior instrumentation and placement of peak interbody spacer but no integrated screws with local autograft. For the postoperative diagnoses were C6-7, cervical stenosis with radiculopathy. For the petitioner followed up through at least 11/14/22. For Dr. Greenleaf listed several diagnostic assessments including status post-cervical spinal fusion, cervical pain, lefty Cravanes tendon synovitis, cervical radiculopathy, cervical disc herniation, cervical stenosis, and degenerative disc disease. Paired, they discussed rehabilitation and had been participating in physical therapy. Period. Dr. Greenleaf followed his progress through 1/23/23. Paired x-ray showed hardware in excellent position with good consolidating bone across the disc space with no adjacent segment instability. Period. Mr. Kesner explained he plans on changing job locations and has applied for a different job. Period. He would need clearance from Dr. Greenleaf before he can start work without restriction. Period. Dr. Greenleaf wrote this. These limitations would not apply to any job he is applying for. Period. He also asserted his mother passed away the previous week, and because of that, he missed his appointment and some therapy sessions. Period. Dr. Greenleaf did release him to work without restriction. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Motion of the left wrist was full with a click. Period. Motion of the wrists, elbows, and shoulders and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus tenderness, triggering, or locking. Hands, wrists, elbows normal, shoulders normal. Cervical, he had a well-healed left anterior transverse scar consistent with his surgery. Paired flexion was to 40 degrees, comma, extension 45 degrees, comma, rotation right 60 degrees and left 30 degrees, comma, side bending right 20 degrees and left to 15 degrees with tenderness. Pretty was tender to palpation at the left trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. The rest of that is normal, thoracic normal. Lumbosacral, delete the straight leg raising maneuvers. Template. Impressions. Lewis Kasner alleges to have been injured at work when lifting a box on 3/13/22. Period. He was seen at the emergency room several days later and was diagnosed with calcific tendonitis of the shoulder. Period. He then was seen by orthopedically by Dr. Murray and his colleagues. Period. Cervical spine MRI was done. Pretty also had surgery to be inserted here. Period. Therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period. On 1/23/23, Dr. Greenleaf placed him at maximum medical improvement. Period. He was capable of working unrestricted duty in any position that did not entail collision or contact sport. Period. He was cleared to return to full duty work and discharged from care. Period. New paragraph of the current examination found there to be full range of motion about the left shoulder without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the shoulder were negative. Period. He had mildly decreased range of motion about the cervical spine, consistent with his surgery. Period. Sperling's maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. Period. His calcific tendonitis was clearly pre-existing by its very nature. Period. It was not permanently aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by the event in question. Period. It would offer 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine regardless of cause. Period.